We are joined here in the media center with the Funny Car number one qualifier, Tim Wilkerson. His run from Friday of 3.895 seconds at 323.50 miles per hour stood strong. Well, this is your first number one qualifying position since Bristol in 2017. Can you talk about what that means and just the significance of this green hat?
Well, you know, just first off, really proud of how good our car runs. It's been a long time since we've been number one qualifier, but I kind of pull that out of my hat every once in a while. If you notice, it might take me a year or two sometimes, but I'm there getting it done, you know. And you know, we qualified second last weekend, and I think we qualified third at Phoenix, if I'm not mistaken. So you know, we're knocking on the door the last couple three races. So it was out there for us, but you know, this is actually a pretty exciting year for us. It's the 20th year for LRS to be our main sponsor of our car, which I think is pretty cool. And it's I don't know if I should spill the beans here, but I'm going to. Their 40th year in business also is this year, and we're going to have a special theme car here in a couple races that we're going to run the rest of the year, and it's really going to be cool. So I look forward for that too. So maybe we can win some rounds of racing this year and go into the top 10, you know, with a good strong car. And I'm excited for tomorrow. When my calculations were, I didn't get a very good draw on this thing. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Robert and Sean are 8 and 9. Yes. Yeah. So that stinks. Who wrote that ladder? The number one qualifier should get to pick who he races, not them two guys. So anyway, that's the way it's going to go tomorrow. So we'll see. It'll be a good week. You know, be a good race. I think that's probably one of the better quads, truthfully. So, but for first round, that's a tough quad.
You came up runner-up in Gainesville, and like you said, you've been knocking on the number one qualifier's door. Talk about your car and the success it has seen this season already.
Well, we front half that car last year, and Murph and I changed it a little bit. It's a little different than the car that I had that we built in 16, and it's really responded, really, to tell you the truth. I'm pretty proud of it. We made some real subtle changes where we put bars, and man, it really has good 60-foot times, and it picks up well between the 330 and the 660 clocks. So, and that's what we were trying to do because it was pretty slow there. Well, the last run I made, you seen it picked up a little too much. So we got to try to figure out how to keep the monster calmed down a little bit. But it's been a pretty good transition of what we tried to get done. So, you know, real excited about the rest of the year and getting a new Ford body, which I hope will be something good for us also.
Any questions from the media?
You did 389 in the books yesterday. What was your goal for today?
I was trying to go 88 out there for the last run. I really was. I thought it might do that. I was really afraid somebody's going to go that fast, so I had it tuned up, and I thought, well, I'll just leave it and see what it does. And it was loose from probably 150 feet until it pulled the tires loose. It was kind of walking around, and the tire got hot, and it didn't make it. So, you know, trying to go a little bit faster, but there it just wasn't out there for what I was trying to do. So tomorrow, I think that being consistent is probably going to win the race, not being fast. So we'll see. You know, I look down the ladder. You look at Force and Cruz; they got good cars. Them guys made it down the track every run. So you know, that's going to be a hill for anybody to climb. And Robert's car was good too; it just wasn't fast. So we'll see. It'll be interesting quads all day, I think. But the sun's going to be the great equalizer. If we get by first round, it'll be crapshoot.
Thank you. Best of luck tomorrow.